Hey, Eddie, you know what's awesome?
What's awesome, my love?
My little oil biz.
It is awesome, isn't it?
Do you like that name? Mom's little oil biz?
Almost as much as I love you.
Let's do this podcast, Otera style.
You got it, babe.
Welcome, everyone, to Mama's Little Biz podcast. My name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Hello, everybody. Welcome once again. I bet you guys thought we weren't doing the podcast ever again.
Yeah, we quit. Not doing this anymore.
We're done. We're done talking. No, it's we took a break.
We took a break.
We got busy.
We got busy. We started doing things that actually sold kits in our business.
this hiatus, we'll call it, from the podcast has been necessary because our focus and our attention has gotten so much on our business. As well as those who are working with us personally.
And our team, yeah.
So we apologize for the break, but you know, I kept saying to myself, we got over 100 episodes there. There's gotta be plenty of stuff for people to go back and listen to.
Yeah,
anyway, so thanks guys for being patient. We've got another fabulous episode ready for you.
Yes. We're really excited to, bring back someone from one of our most popular, episodes, one that kind of shook the cage a little bit and brought this awesome person and her business and her coaching to the forefront of our own company and hopefully from their other companies if she's ready and prepared for that.
She's already shaking her head. No, this is a lot.
But we actually wanted to bring Tasha back on with us. And so we're excited to have her today talking about a subject that I personally am loving, but it scares a lot of people off, and we're going to get into that today. So Tasha, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. I haven't really slept since our last podcast.
What? Why?
You have a very loyal audience.
We do have a very loyal audience.
I do want to take a minute and thank our audience. You guys are awesome. Like what you guys did to show love for Tasha and what she's doing and her mission and her team and all the people that she's had to hire to be there to support you guys. It's like, we're extremely grateful. So,
but let's be honest.
Holy cow.
Y'all made money in the process.
That's the whole, yeah. but you know, it took for them to go out and do it.
Yeah,
it did. They had to do the work. They had to put down the money. They had to take the time. They had to put in the effort and apply what was taught. And thank you guys for doing that. It's benefited so many people.
Well, it's benefited a whole other company, but it's also benefited your businesses, your people's businesses, their income. So it's been such a great snowball effect. And so that's why we wanted to bring her back on to talk about, what are we talking about today, Tasha?
We're talking about referrals.
This is an awesome subject that I've had a lot of fun with recently, but we're going to get into deep in this. I'm excited about this.
Yeah. So how's it going with you? Let's talk with you real quick. What's going on with you? And then jump right in to whatever.
What's going on with us? Well, you mean since our last podcast?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Wow. Okay. So we crossed 1,000 students for Emerge. We have hoodies now that people can order because it's kind of gotten crazy. But it's just been really, really cool to see all the groups. We hired 2 full-time coaches. So we have, outside of me, we have 5 coaches now.
That's great.
That work with people. And so we've been able to just continue the really, really high-touch stuff and help people. And it's been cool to see our tribe growing. But more importantly, it's been cool to see people making money and having hope. I mean, I could just read off, maybe I'll just post a couple in your Little Mama Biz group, because I know a lot of people are in there, but some of the comments of people having hope and feeling like they're excited about their business and making money and knowing exactly what to do. And it's just been so fulfilling to not only be able to just see these amazing, amazing people. Like, I've never met people like this, right? I worked in Cutco as 18 to 22 year olds. I got to go to the beach. I can't really work, right? I can't be bothered. And then corporate America, where it's like, you want me to go to the training? Are you going to buy me lunch? Or not, then my morale is down. Right. And so to work with people like you and Eddie and the leaders and you know, people just starting out or the people who've been stuck has just been so cool. And probably the neatest thing recently is working with leaders like yourself and some of your friends. And I'm sure if they follow you, they've seen you say this quote, but it's, we're hoping it'll catch on, not to be diamonds, but to be diamond creators.
Yes.
And so I've been able to, because we've been able to hire full-time coaches, I've been able to do some more one-on-one work with leaders and helping them just have huge breakthroughs in the coaching of their people. And so I'm hoping that in a few months, we'd be willing to talk about coaching.
Yes.
After people get their brains melted from referrals for a couple of months. And then we can come back around and talk about coaching and just those huge breakthroughs that people are having and, just continuing to see this disruption in the network marketing industry that is around serving customers and it's around serving our team members first, and our rank last.
Yeah.
And just how much joy that's brought to really everyone that's involved, including the people who are achieving their ranks, right? It's still happening.
Oh yeah.
So that's kind of been what's going on with us. My older daughter turns 7 next week.
Ah, nice.
And that's weird. and my younger daughter is going to be 5, and it's just all crazy. It's all nuts. And at night, Matt, you know, they used to, like, at their nighttime prayers, because when we started the business, I told them when we hit a certain income level, I take them to Legoland Hotel. So they pray that mommy makes money. Now they pray, I pray that Team Emerge makes money. And I just think it's so cool that they think about that. And today is my 1-year coachiversary with my business coach, actually.
Yes.
It's kind of cool to think back of the transformation over the past year. So
yeah,
kind of what's going on with us. I don't know if that's really what you were looking for.
Yeah. It's always, I like the personal side of every business and everything. And I know that, you know, you guys offer that and insist on it, having a very personal, relationship with the people you coach, and you just don't just run them through a system. It's very hands-on, and I'm in the leadership, group now, and the coach in that group is super hands-on, and it's like, you're not just run through this machine and hopefully you pick something up. It's wonderful. So yeah. I love that. And I think it's important for people who are sitting on the fence just to know that there's like a heart and a soul and breath behind Emerge and they're truly passionate about changing and shape. Just like our company is about just disrupting the healthcare industry.
Yeah.
You know, you guys, and I love that you said it, disrupting the network marketing industry. And so it's great. We wanted to bring you back on again, obviously, because just adore you and what your company is all about and what you've done for our team and for me personally. But there is a big, just hoopla. There's a good word. In all of the different pages and all the different, direct sales chit chat and talk about what's the best way to get leads? Mm-hmm. How do I get better leads? And so then you have an explosion of like lead funnels and Facebook leads and video marketing leads and buying leads and email prospecting. And everybody thinks, well, if I can just be like the Instagrammers, if I could just get my Instagram to, you know, 16,000 followers, then I can start finding great leads because la 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 la. Or if I just can get my Facebook page to 50,000 people, then I can get some leads. And they don't realize that it took 5 years before that person became a distributor to build that network. And so they're wondering, how can I do all this effectively and get the most effective leads quickly as a normal human being who doesn't have a following of 26,000 people or something like that. So
I think this is a great conversation to have because people are still doing it. It's huge.
Yeah. They're running to the next shiny thing over and over again.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And I believe, and I know through working with you that the only shiny thing anybody should be running to is referrals.
Yeah. So I'll tell you a funny thing about Emerge. We have 1,100 students and our Facebook page has 550 likes.
I heard this. Somebody was telling me about how likes just mean nothing anymore.
I don't even think I like your Facebook page.
Yeah. Well, so what?
Yeah.
So what? I have your money, Angela. I don't need your like.
But that's a really good point to make.
Yeah.
So
it's old school thinking, and that old school is just like the old technology. Marketing is evolving fast, really fast. And it's gotten silly, but go ahead. I'm sorry. I would love to hear your take.
No, I mean, it's the old school is the new school. Mm-hmm. Am I saying that right? So, you know, technology is super shiny, right? And, you know, Facebook and social media and all that stuff is cool. But I think it just comes back to whoever loves the most always wins in business.
Right.
Right? Because ultimately we're in a people business, because people, that's who's buying the product. At the end of the day, it's a person who's saying, yes, I want to buy this. And if you look at most successful businesses, yeah, you have optimization. I mean, we do some optimization on our end, but the very first thing is kind of what you were saying, is hands-on and love and caring for customers and really pouring into them. And those are the businesses that are built to last. And those are the ones that bring joy and excitement. They're the most profitable. One of the things, you know, if you're talking about our company, one of the things that's come up in conversation is whether or not we do affiliates. Mm-hmm. And we're like, we don't do any affiliates. We don't do any kickbacks, because then we'd have to raise our prices. Right. And the reason we're able to operate so that a brand new person, before they even sold one product, can easily afford our core comprehensive program, is because we work 100% through referrals.
Right.
And because it is our mission to just help the people. Right. And when I think about social media and I think about Instagram and I think about all like just general posting on Facebook, right? So there's a promotion and I pop it up, and that's how I'm going to get leads. I'm going to get interest. Is that like, why, what is my motivation for doing that? Sometimes I just wonder, or at least as a customer, when I see it pop up in my feed, it's just like, it's like a quick, easy kind of, I mean, I hate to say it, I'm just going to say it, like kind of a lazy way to try to get leads.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, how do I get the most amount for the least amount of work? Which I guess is kind of the promise of network marketing, but not really, right?
Right.
Like the promise of network marketing is, you know, building an infrastructure based on people, right? So you have your customers and you have your team members and you pour into those people, and then they work, right? Mm-hmm. And you get paid like a business owner, right? Eventually my business will be there. But it's not just, I'm going to flash up something and then all this money is going to come rolling in. And I think that's really deceiving. And the interesting thing about referrals is there's stats on it. And this is just a super powerful stat, that 91% of people are willing to give referrals, but only 11% of salespeople ask.
I think that's insane.
What are your thoughts on that? I mean, I know you like always react to that stat.
I do because I get it. As a customer of a business, your business, I'm someone really willing to give referrals because of the experience that I had. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, you always just said, share us, talk about us, you know, giving me that go ahead. People have such baggage, mm-hmm, about what giving referrals actually means. And it's usually the salesperson that has the baggage. It's not the customer. The customer does not have the baggage. There, right. I mean, like you talk about the 20, 20, 60, some will, some won't, and the other, yeah, the rest is up to you. Yeah. But the majority of people as customers, they want to talk about a great experience they had, success that they had. But the salesperson is constantly so hung up with what they're thinking everybody else is thinking. And so they just don't ask. And they're missing that huge market of leads. I mean, if we just asked everybody we spoke with, and I have a 4 appointments a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can get 5 referrals from each one of those appointments, I will never be without. But too many people leave it on the table because what they feel referrals are, their baggage they have behind it. And it drives me crazy because I just say, ask the person you just talked to for referrals.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I just had an epiphany that I had not really thought about.
Okay.
In our whole, all of our conversations. The problem is a crappy sales process.
There it is.
So one of the reasons I think that you have so much conviction and I have so much conviction in asking for referrals, although truthfully, I don't even ask because I'm exhausted and I can't even, right, that you do is because you know your presentation is just this amazing, loving, customer-centric, service-oriented presentation.
Right.
Kind of talk back to the social media thing we just talked about. Most network marketing sales strategies are the least amount of care or the most amount of results. And I believe, especially if you're listening to this podcast and your audience chock full of people with integrity, right?
Right.
And so I just had this epiphany where if I'm not doing a sales process that's fully invested in my customer and I'm doing, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I've just received this as a customer and it doesn't jive with me. Right? Like, hey, I'm working for this company, expanding and such, would you like to hear about this product? Watch this video, let me know. I mean, it's pretty much the least amount of work anyone can do. It's copied and pasted.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think we intuitively know that's not loving our customers. Now, it's better than never reaching out to them, surely. Right? Yeah. You'll hit someone.
Yeah.
But it's not really putting your best foot forward. Would you guys agree with that?
No. In fact, I actually had a guy who I follow he's becoming a guru in internet marketing and lead generation. His assistant messaged me.
Yeah.
Assistant. I actually have, I kept it and I've just been so confused by this since I saw it. Because up until the moment I got that message, I actually respected him. And then I got a message from his account, from his Facebook account. His assistant literally says, hey, I'm so-and-so's assistant. And he said he would like for you to come to his webinar. And I was like, my instant response is, no, I'm not interested. Like, that was my instant response. And I so badly wanted to rip into him and go, what is this? Like, don't ever do this to anybody. Don't ever message anybody. But see, that takes effort, and I'm not sure I care about him enough to put through that effort. Yeah. But my point is that, like, yeah, and I think a lot of people realize that they do way more damage. Even if the numbers say, well, if you send this message to 50 people, 10 will say yes. Yes, but those 40 will talk about you. Just like I am talking about this person right now.
Sure.
Like, but joke.
Even the 10 are not super impressed.
Well, I'm saying even best case scenario. Best case scenario, those 10 people happen to even just remotely like you. Remotely.
Yeah, but see, the thing is that they may sign up, they might buy, but their experience isn't going to be that of one where they're going to then refer.
Refer, yeah.
Or even want to put their friends to that. Oh, no, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, but I think we know that, right? So if that were my approach, right, and I said, hey, check out this 5-minute video, let me know if you're interested versus actually talking to you. I know in my heart that's kind of a crappy approach, right? So since I have integrity, naturally it makes sense that I wouldn't pursue referrals because there's a cognitive dissonance there, right? Because I kind of know that this is not the best thing. And so I think one of the big crux, and this is the reason people ask me if I do a referral workshop. You know, we have sales leadership, we have recruiting, we have closing. We don't do a referral workshop because the referral workshop disjointed from the presentation makes absolutely no sense.
It's true.
I see what you're saying. If your stance, if your belief in your presentation is weak, you won't ask for referrals. Like if you personally have that weakness, whether they enroll or not.
You can't use my referral script that I've worked hard on with you privately and have a lot of success with. You cannot use my referral script doing a basic class or presentation because it has nothing, there's no value, there's no trust, there's nothing built up in that presentation.
Yeah. So I just want to throw out a caution to everyone who's listening that you're going to say referrals are the answer, because I always get this question in group coaching. Okay, how do I go back to all my old customers and ask for referrals? And I'll just, that's not what I train to. I mean, I can come up with stuff, and we can talk about it a little bit today, that is better than what you would have thought of for sure. But that's not the point, right? Because if your referral process has to be connected to the experience. And so we've talked about sampling and following up for 6 months, right?
Right.
And then you come back and you're like, who else do you want me to sample and follow up for 6 months?
And put through this process.
Yeah. I don't know. Let me see who's interested.
Who could actually be willing to put in all that experience, all that work, and listening to you following up with them for 6 months.
Right. Yeah. We're like, well, referrals don't work. No, you have a crappy sale. You don't have a referral problem. You have a crappy sales process.
Yes.
But if I meet with you and I pour into you and I ask you to tell me about your health concerns, connect the dots, make it really easy to buy, and we're in and out in half an hour or 40 minutes. And then I say, this was great, wasn't it? And now I ask for referrals. Your customer's like, heck yeah, you are the best network marketer out there. And this product is great. And you are great. And I would much rather all of my friends talk to you.
Right.
And all those other people out there that are just flashing up images on their Facebook page, or having pop-up parties or whatever. And so a lot of this referral thing comes from, it's your sales process, but it's also like this core belief that you have that you are really good at what you do.
Yeah.
Right. Because if I believe that, right, like I've invested years and years and years in studying my craft. And so I do believe, probably a little too arrogantly, that if you put me up against another sales trainer, we can go toe to toe and probably be better off with me. But you as a network marketer,
yeah,
have to also believe that the service you provide is in this upper echelon of the top 5, 10, 15% of anyone in your company, anyone in the industry. And so if you believe that, and if you believe in the life-changing properties of your product, which I know everybody who's listening does, otherwise you wouldn't be here. You would have quit a long time ago.
Yeah.
Then you have an ethical obligation to pursue people. Yeah. Right? How long have you guys known about your product that you represent?
6 years.
And how long do you wish you knew about your product?
Well, when it first started, about 5 years before that.
It was first available.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what if instead of people just waiting around for you to figure stuff out,
yeah,
somebody 11 years ago said to somebody else, right? The person who enrolled you knew about the product how long before they enrolled you?
2 years before me.
Okay. So at least we could go 2 years. Right. And so what if that person pursued referrals, right? Yeah. You would have had the stuff 2 years before.
Yeah.
And what, like, that would be better than later. So people are going to find out about the product, but they're going to have the first taste in their mouth is going to be different than if we just pursued them in the first place. Right. And we just said, hey, this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to help the people in the world, and I'm going to give a personalized approach. And I don't, this isn't the exact scripting. This is the mindset, right? Of, you know what? I'm not one of those network marketers who's just going to pop up images and hang out on Facebook and stalk people at the grocery store or the networking groups or the soccer fields.
Mm-hmm.
I only meet with people I've been recommended to because I actually care about people. Right? Like, what if we presented ourselves with that posture? And if I looked at you, like we've talked about referrals and I've told, like, I'm pretty assertive with your referrals, but it's not because I'm assertive because my business, Lord knows, no thank you right now. Right? But you're important to me.
Right.
And so because of our relationship and you're important to me, when you mention someone, I'm ethically obligated out of my relationship for you and my love for you to say, Angela, let me, before your friend slips off my radar, let me like connect us before I get too overwhelmed or too busy to even help your people.
Right.
That's a very different mindset than I need more business. I need more of this. I need more of this.
I love that you just put it that way. That makes it a whole different ballgame. Really.
Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, because, you know, we have this, okay, just going based off that, we have this great relationship and I've had great results and whatnot. And if I care about a person like, Kirk listens to my podcast sometimes, and I adore him and I love him and I want so much for him because he's such a big influence in my life. And so I told him I wanted to connect him to you. And then I told you the same thing and it became very important to you. It became, well, this Angela means the world to me or whatever. And this person in her life is important. So now it's more than just, I got to sell this guy because you don't have a space in your calendar. It was more of a, I've got to maintain this relationship because I care about people. I care about Angela. She respects my business to refer me. It's this circle of just compassion and really treating people the way they should be treated, giving them the tool. I mean, if you look at the oil side, I might be rambling, but
we're going right where I was hoping we'd go.
So okay, because it makes sense in my head, but it's the oil side. It's like, it happened to me that we needed the product before I was introduced to it. And somebody I knew had it and didn't tell me. And I, to this day, still, I'm so angry at that person. I need to get over it. Mm-hmm. But it's like, because they knew that that product worked so well, if they could have just shared it with me or even said, hey, to their own upline, can you talk to this person? She needs them. And because it's just that moral obligation to give people the help that they need and to continue to maintain those relationships.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Referrals are about serving the community, not serving my business. Now, referrals surely will solve every problem in your business.
Sure.
Technically, it's not referrals solving the problem. It's love and outreach and setting yourself and your own ego aside that's really solving all the problems in your business. Because lead generation is a core business issue. But what we have to think about is, are we really trying to serve our community? Or do we just say that? Like, you know, you're in the leadership course, people are writing their visions. And it's like, I have this vision to whatever, impact the world through blah, 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 whatever. Well, do you? Or are you chicken? Like, do you actually believe that you want to go out there and impact the world? And if so, you can't stand on the sidelines and wait for people to call you.
Right.
The truth of the matter is that customers are the worst. Right? And we've talked about this before. We are lazy and we are selfish. And now we can spot a good one though, right? You guys can tell a sleazy salesperson from a good one, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
So while customers are lazy and selfish, we still can spot integrity. And so I want to make sure that your audience understands what happens in the world of a customer when one of their friends is interested. Can we play this out?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, because this is the real situation. And I'll go through like two of my friends and what happened with each of them. And I guarantee you this is happening with your customers on a daily basis. Okay. So the first time it happened, my friend Tino, who's a massage therapist, was over. We were just hanging out. Kids were playing. And, you know, it was a pizza and wine night. And so I think I had a diffuser running. And it was pretty early into my essential oils journey. And so she's a massage therapist. She's like, oh, yeah, I've heard of doTERRA. I've had whatever. You know, can you order me one of these or something? And she's like, well, I'm thinking about, you know, maybe I'll use it on my clients. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. And so then she asked me, guess what question she asked me?
How do I get them or how much are they?
How much? And I was like, I don't know, probably like $20 for a bottle or whatever. And she's like, what? I can get them at blah, blah, blah for blah, blah, blah. And I, right? Customers, lazy, selfish, also wine. And I'm like, okay, change your mind, let me know. Okay, So that conversation happened a year ago. Do you guys think Tina owns a doTERRA essential oil kit?
No.
Okay.
No. And this is coming from a sales coach.
Professional sales trainer. Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty awesome, right? Awesome. but I wasn't in the role of a professional sales trainer.
Sure.
Right. And I wasn't in the role of a salesperson. I was in the role of a person who's hanging out with their friend.
Who is also a customer for doTERRA.
Yeah. That's where I'm at. Right.
Yeah.
and so we can fast forward to a few months ago where I'm not drinking wine. I'm at the hockey rink. and so my daughter plays on club hockey. And so I'm talking to, you know, the coach's wife, and she's talking about her younger son, who's just basically crazy, and how frustrated she gets with his emotions and stuff like that. And so I take a different approach. And I say, well, have you ever heard about essential oils? And she's like, yeah. I was like, you know what? Usually what I do, like, you know, I train the people, but I don't really sell them. And I don't really want to get into the whole thing.
Right.
But, you know, usually what I do is just connect you with my friend who does a great job. And she'll just set up an appointment with you. It'll take a little bit of time. She'll go over all your stuff. If you want to get something cool, if not, no big deal. Is that something you'd be open to? Might sound familiar.
Right.
Last one. And you know what she said?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. My enroller called her, set up an appointment, put in a $400 first-time order with her mom, another $200 order. She loves them. She's happy. They're good to go. Right? It's a tale of two referrals.
Right.
And the truth is that every customer is sitting on referrals, I would argue 5 to 10 referrals at any given point in time.
Right.
Right. And we don't necessarily need to take the time on the podcast, but as a customer who has referred several people to my referrer or my enroller, I could probably flip through my phone and put out 10 more.
Right.
Right. If you gave me specific instructions. And so the big problem is that there's no leadership for customers to know even what to do with them.
Yeah.
Right. It's very loosey-goosey. It's like, hey, Angela, if you talk to someone, let me know. Well, now you know, right? Like if you run into someone that you care about, that you want to connect with a merch, the best thing to do is to have them email me or email Kristen. We will set up a free webinar with them. And we will do this and we will do this. And this is the best course of action.
Right.
And so really easy for you to refer. But if I just said, hey, if someone's interested, let me know. Well, that's a lot of work for you.
Right.
Right. Because then you have to get them to be interested. Right. Now you have to have a sales conversation. That's not fair. You're not equipped. And that's just not fair to you. I should be the one having the sales conversation. And so when we think about our customers, we have to understand that our customers are having these conversations every single day.
Yep.
Right. They are, you know, rubbing their oils on their kids, and their sister comes over and their sister's like, what is that? And they're like, this is essential oils. They're awesome. And then the sister's like, blah, blah, question. How much was it? $275. Girl, you crazy. Right. And then 6 months later, you take my course. And you're like, well, I guess you're good. And you call that person for referrals. And she says, well, no, I've talked to everyone I know and they're not interested.
Oh, funny.
It's not that they're not interested, is that your customer screwed it up. And what happens is that customer, their first impression is simply, this is the product, this is the price. It's not a positive experience, right? Because they don't understand the value.
Right.
So now they've heard of your product and it's too expensive and they're not interested. So then somebody else comes along, right? Maybe it's in their warm market, maybe it's through referral, and they're like, yeah, no, not interested. And so your market is getting damaged by your customers, not on purpose, right? But because customers just aren't trained.
Right, exactly.
And it doesn't take a lot to be able to say, hey, customer, I work off of, you know, my primary focus is to serve the community and to care about people that you care about. So when you run into someone who asks you a question about essential oils, don't try and sell them. Just let them know, hey, let me connect you with so-and-so.
Right.
Take care of everything because I don't want to give you the wrong information. and I don't want to confuse you because I don't really know what I'm doing, but she'll help you out. And she's really nice and you don't have to buy anything, but if you see something you like, you can.
So I just had a thought. So it's really, in a way, I mean, it's asking for referrals, but you're just equipping them to go into the world with their oils and not turn everybody off.
Yeah.
You're just equipping them with the information they need to not just send everybody away thinking you're crazy and you're rich if you're buying $275 kits.
Right. And then they're like, but last week I asked you for $50 and you said you didn't have any money, right? Like,
you didn't buy anything at my Pampered Chef party. You said you didn't have any money.
That would make total sense if that conversation did happen. It would make total sense. Because I didn't pay $50 for your thing because I didn't see the value. I paid $275 for this thing because that person helped me see the value. So much so that I was willing to give her 10 names of people. I mean, that's what we're talking about.
Saving the customer from themselves.
Yeah,
equipping them with what they need. Because it does come up. It always comes up.
Yeah.
That's why when people come to me and say, hey, when someone comes to you and says, hey, that's too much, or I can't afford it, what do you say to that? My first thought is surrender, throw up the white flag. It's over. You've already shown them that there's no value for what you're telling them the cost is.
Yeah.
So, this is the thing that people understand. There's no magic formula for me to tell you, hey, here's a pin and it costs $150 for this little thumbtack. And they're going to be like, well, that's too much. What am I supposed to say? Some magic phrase that twists their brain to kind of go, okay, well, here's $150 for a pin. No, it doesn't work that way.
It totally doesn't. And we really need to stop seeing referrals through our eyes, through a rejection thing, and look at it through our customer's eyes. So let's look at that sister again that comes over.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Okay.
So my sister comes over and my nephew has croup.
Okay.
Right. How does that make me feel?
Sad. I feel bad for her.
I'm devastated.
Yeah.
Right. Like that's a big deal. And I would want her to get the help that she needs.
Yes.
And so when you are asking for referrals, and this kind of goes back to what you were talking about with Kirk, is you are serving that person because you are eliminating pain from not only their lives, but the lives of others around them.
Because right.
There's nothing more sad than not having control, right? And so like when my mom is struggling with her health issues or my friend is sitting at the hockey game and her 3-year-old's climbing on her, and she's so frustrated and so overwhelmed and she's snapping. You know, that is uncomfortable for me. That is hard for me to watch my friend go through that. And that's hard for me to watch, you know, my nephew struggle or it's right. All that stuff is hard for me. And so when you step in and you say, hey, go ahead and jot down every, you know, 10 people, you know, that would benefit from learning about the product, not people for sure who will buy, but people who would just care about their family's health and are nice.
Yeah.
Right. And I put those people down and you call them. What you are doing is you are serving me by serving my community, by helping the people that I love and I care about in a way that I can't help them and love them and care about them because I am not actually selling the stuff.
Right.
And so we just really, I think, have to get in that mindset of referrals, pursuing referrals and asking for them confidently with skill, right?
Skill. It is.
Run around and say, who do you know that's interested with a crappy sales process?
Mm-hmm.
Is serving your community. And people love to help awesome people.
Yep.
Right? We hate horrible, lazy, self-centered salespeople with all of our heart.
Yep.
The good ones, right? We can see the good ones we will align with and we will push them forward because it is in our interest, right, to help people, right? Everybody in the world, you know, there's a reason kids, when they grow up, they're like, I want to be Batman, I want to be Superman, I want to be a firefighter, I want to be a teacher. right? Is because we have this intrinsic nature to help people from our core, from the very, very beginning, that we want our identity to be someone who saves people.
Yeah.
And gives them hope.
Yeah.
And customers are no different. And so if I'm face to face with an amazing person who loves people, who's different than every other network marketer I've ever met, I will notice that. And if you have the guts to say, here's how you can support this mission, my business, and here's how I will support you, let's work together on that. Most likely I'll be like, let's do it.
Yeah.
Like I'm game. And then we also think about like classes and parties, and this came up in group coaching this week, and it wasn't really on our agenda, but I'm just going to say it because whatever.
It's okay.
People were talking about like hostess incentives, right? Your company doesn't really have a great program. And they're like, we're so handcuffed with, you know, other companies give away 50% off this and $100 free this and all this. And I was like, is that why people want their friends to know about your product? Or is it because they want to help their friend solve actual problems, right? We have to start seeing it through the customer's eyes. We're kind of over all, I mean, we like free stuff, but it's like, whatever. It's cheapened now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Like if you come at me with, you know, Tasha, come on my podcast and I'll give you free XYZ, kind of makes me feel cheap.
Right.
If you're like, come on my podcast, I'm going to help you, like, let's help some people. I'm like, let's help some people. Right. Because that's my core.
Yeah.
And so I think when you're positioning even classes, we got to get out of the mindset of cheapening our customers by dangling a little carrot in front of their face.
Right.
If we really serve them, and if we really love them, and if really we're intentional about serving their community, what if we came at them that way? And we said, let's serve the people around you. Let's make this really easy. Let's grab a few people. Here's how it's going to help you. You're not going to have to worry about what to say to them when they ask you about your hippie oils. You're not going to be awkward there, right? You'll be able to see friends that you haven't seen in years as an excuse. I'll be there for 45 minutes. I'll get out of your hair, right? And maybe we'll hook you up with something.
Yeah.
Right? But what's more valuable to a middle-aged woman at this point? A Chotsky, like a free whatever, or seeing my friends I haven't seen in 2 years? And an excuse to do that.
Yeah.
An opportunity to help a family member with a health issue or an emotional issue that's been bugging them for years. Ever since we were friends in high school, they were bummed about it.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. What is more rewarding for me as an individual? 50% off one item? Or, you know, helping my friend not want to cuss out her 3-year-old at the hockey rink.
Yeah.
Where I see her just so overwhelmed.
Well, it's where I would want to put my focus, is my community, not being pressured to say and know all the things, and getting to spend time with friends I don't see all the time. That's absolutely worth it to me. But I also know that you coming to present are dynamite, and you adore people, you adore me, and the people I love are important to you. So it's all part of it.
Yeah. Well, and you also get social credibility. So there's this great book, it's called Contagious. Don't read the book, take my course instead. I'll give you the Cliff Notes version. And it talks about what makes things viral. And one of the things is social credibility. Like, does it make me look smart in my community? And so that is super motivating when it comes to sharing. And so this quality experience, being in the know on stuff people don't know, it's this concept of, I know something you don't know, come over and I'll tell you. It's super exciting for people. Right. And so because that's why people will refer, and be like, why things go viral. Cause I think about it, like videos, it's always like, have you seen that video? I'm going to share it. It's not like, oh, everybody knows this thing's happening. You don't share things that you think everyone's sharing. You share the things that you're like, I have a secret that's going to make me look really cool because I know something that other people don't know. And that is super motivating for people from a social science perspective. And what if we just gave them that? What if we just gave them the ability to be the smartest person in their community?
There it is, right there. Right.
I love that.
Yeah, it's more than 50% off one item.
It definitely is. It's not a cheap way of, you know, spreading what you know is an amazing product or idea or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's more effective. Let's be honest. It's more effective.
Yeah. And people think that the 50% off is supposed to replace trust.
That's totally right.
I love that. It's true. So true. It's so true. It's, it's funny. I mean, I love our product. It's crazy. It's awesome. It's amazing. And I share it with everybody, but I'm going back to the people who are listening to this podcast right now. Just based off of the relationship I have with you and your company, I have that. I have something you don't know. And I have that social credibility and I love it and I thrive on it. And I've got like blues and presidentials going, Angela.
Yeah.
This. And I'm like,
Yeah.
And then what I do is I say, email Tasha or email Kristen. I'm getting better at saying Kristen now. I'm like, email her. She's awesome. She's going to take care of you. Tell her I sent you.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to give you, because you're this rank, she's going to give you a free webinar with your team and it's invaluable. And then it's like, there it is. It's you give them the opportunity to learn the thing. And yeah. I didn't, and people have asked me, are you getting affiliate for this? Like even Kirk asked me, he's like, how can I make this benefit you? And I was like, it doesn't, but what it does do, social credibility, but it also fulfills my vision.
Right.
Which is to make sure women earn money from home and take care of themselves financially if anything ever happened. I don't need that affiliate. I just know that somebody within that organization that just got my, you know, go with this,
yeah,
is going to need, like, get what they need. And I love that. So all of this and take this and turn it into what you're doing with your products. It's the same idea. That's why this stuff being said right now is so valuable and it's being missed. People are missing the idea because they're not coming at it from the understanding of the customer.
Yeah. And network marketers are the worst.
And there's that.
Okay. But look at the tactics that the network marketing industry talks about.
Yeah.
Not you guys. You guys are awesome. You guys, right? But the industry, it's how do I increase my warm market? How do I mean, I get these questions. How do I approach people, Tasha? Stop it. What does that even mean? Like, you're not a pickup artist. And there's this concept in network marketing. And I mean, I've read books and I've listened to some stuff. I see the ads in my Facebook feed because I like the pages that get me targeted for network marketing products now. And it's like, have an endless supply of leads without bugging your friends and family. And I'm like, why would you not help your friends and family? That is asinine to me. That's an issue. And that's an issue with a crappy sales process that doesn't serve people.
So true. Like,
oh, how do I go to a networking group? Well, the networking group is all network marketers trying to sell each other their products, right? Mm-hmm. There's like, why can't, and then everyone is like running around like a chicken with their head cut off and they're constantly feeling like they have to be on, right? And so this business that was supposed to be flexible, this business that was supposed to give them emotional, financial freedom is now everything on their mind because they feel like everywhere they walk, someone's a target.
Yeah.
And they have to be on and they have to be wearing their swag and they have to know exactly the right thing to say to turn that person into a lead. Where I would advocate, just do your appointment. Like, I don't turn off my, like when I stop working at 5:30, I don't troll Facebook looking for leads.
What?
Right? I talk to my clients and I let them know, here's exactly how you can refer people over to me. And people keep showing up on my calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing for network marketing. If I do my 30 to 45 minute thing, and I spend 90 seconds using the referral approach that we teach.
Uh-huh.
Right. And all I'm doing is authentically explaining the actual truth behind what I'm trying to do.
Yes.
Right. Here's why I'm doing it. Here's exactly how it works. Here's how many people I want. Here's your bribery. Yes, I will give you a little bribe. Right. And when I call them, I'm not going to stop. I'm just going to tell them the whole deal. Just let them behind the curtain. I do that for 90 seconds, I'm going to have an endless supply of leads.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have to be on Facebook looking to see if someone, if my friend from college has a cold. Right? To see if I can turn that into something.
Right.
I can just enjoy my family and have that time and emotional freedom that I was hoping for when I started my business. And so a question I ask is, people will always come up in group coaching when we're in week 5. So much, remember all the baggage with the group you had.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what do you guys want? Do you guys want to spend $5,000 on Facebook ads or memorize a 90 second approach?
Right.
All this effort and energy. And I am not like poo pooing people that are very good at generating leads through Facebook or through online things. Most people don't have the skill set to do it.
No. Mm-mm.
As a very low, when you say most, that's actually almost everybody.
Yeah. It's definitely like the top 0.5% of people are, and they have a digital marketing background.
Yeah.
So I would
tell you statistically of the over 70,000 people we have in our business, two understand to where they're generating a massive income to understand.
Yeah. My business coach, I was telling you, she used to own the Canadian counterpart of LuLaRoe.
Okay.
Called Blissful Buns. And so the big thing is like, oh, grew this $1 million business in 6 months. Right. And so people will compare herself. And she always says, she's like, Tasha, I spent 8 years as a digital marketer for the top digital marketing company in Canada. So if I didn't start this company and make $1 million in 6 months, there would be an issue. I just woke up one day and 6 months later, I had a $1 million business.
Exactly.
That's pretty much the theme of this whole podcast right here is that people need to stop it with that belief right now. Like it needs to go away because it's becoming more than, that's going viral. Like that message that you can start an Instagram, put a bunch of posts on, eventually start enrolling total strangers, that belief has gone crazy viral because of course it serves the fast food industry that, you know, the fast food culture that we can very easily succumb to, you know, do this amount of work for this amount of time, you're going to start getting like crazy amounts of leads and people enrolling. Instagram is one of the biggest draws for that right now. So the thing we're trying to communicate here to people is that this whole approach of referrals is not only is it more effective, it's far better, it's like a warmer market than we could ever create online by doing a bunch of posts. It serves the customer ultimately, and it brings us closer to actually doing what we want to do, which is build a thriving business
and serve the world.
I mean, if we're like you, I think you had said earlier, you're like, if you really want to change the world, show me. It's not going to be through doing a whole bunch of Instagram posts. It's going to be through serving people and asking for names and numbers.
Yeah. I have a question for you guys, actually, because this has been burning, and I don't know if we're totally running out of time, but
we're almost out, but you're good.
Okay. So I'm new to network marketing.
Yes.
You guys are not.
No.
Why doesn't anyone teach this? It's not a secret.
Good question.
I think that it's shared. I think that it's brushed over, but I don't think that anyone has an ironclad confidence in their skill and their ability to themselves ask for the referrals or the whole process in general. And so that's not taught. I know me personally, I did not teach it. When you assessed my skill of referrals, I was a zero, diamond, zero. Because that meant I'd never done it because I'd never been taught to do it. And I didn't even have an idea like, hey, this is a good, the only thing I'd ever heard about referrals was book a class off a class, but no one could actually teach me confidently how to do that. They could say, well, I've done this, I've done this. It was never like, bam, 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 done. Skill, 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 learn it, implement, do it, tweak it, coach it, do it again, you know?
Yeah.
But it's not being taught because nobody knows what to do.
That's the whole thing. It's not knowing how. And not knowing, and to support you on this, not knowing how means I'm not going to talk about it, especially if I don't need it. Like, here's a great example. I came from sales background for years, but none of the sales that I ever had to, all the leads that I had to generate to make those sales were done for me through, through marketing, through viral or internet marketing. Or, like when I was at 24 Hour Fitness was my very first sales job, leads were generated for me. People would walk in because the company was spending all this money on advertising, giving away free memberships or whatever to get people to walk on the door. And then my job was to close them. So out of pure like non-necessity, I never had to really work hard to generate referrals to survive.
Right.
And then when I moved to the apartment management industry, I moved into one of the largest apartment management companies in all of Orange County. And there were like people coming in every 15 minutes looking for an apartment. So I never even had to ask those people for referrals because I knew in 15 minutes, another person would walk in the door. So it wasn't a skill I had to develop as a salesperson. Then we transitioned into network marketing. Same thing. It just never, like it was never something that we needed to learn how to do. We always believed there were plenty of people to talk to because I know 150 or 200, 300 people that I still haven't talked to yet. And so on. I think it comes out of that. That's my perspective.
Yeah. So that makes sense. So like the higher, the magical unicorns, if we want to use that term, right? The people that are at the top levels that are doing the training don't actually have lead generation problems because they're so dynamic.
Yeah.
That they have a huge network or they've moved into solely recruiting and coaching, mm-hmm. right? Where they're just like, you know, I'm done with that phase of my business. So it's not a concern of mine. And so it's really the newer people that don't have amazingly huge networks or that truly are working from home.
Yeah. And they're just being taught to.
Just talk to them.
No, they're just being taught to call up all your friends.
Yeah.
Get them to host a class and then keep calling friends and get them to host a meeting or a class. And it all stems back to what you said is that it starts at the very beginning, the presentation. You know, I've heard things over and over and over. Maybe we'll end on this, you decide. But I've heard things over and over and over of my people aren't motivated. My people aren't motivated. What can I do to motivate my people? Why won't my people book classes off of classes? Why won't my people close a class? And the word that keeps coming up is motivation. They're not motivated. They don't want it bad enough. They're not like me. I'm just... Why can't I find more people like me? And I finally had to say something. I said it on the gold page and I said it on the diamond page. And I said, it's not about motivation. Even the best leader coach in the world cannot motivate the unmotivated. It's impossible. That comes from within. What you should look at is their confidence. Where is their confidence? And where does the confidence come from? If they can't physically close a sale, it's because they have zero ability to do so. They don't know what to do. And so their confidence in that area is shot to hell.
Yeah.
It's shot to hell. So they'll just take a bow at the end and be like, thanks. Why don't, instead of telling them that they're not motivated or you can't find people like you and making them feel worse, why don't you break down that skill for them and teach them how to do it? Because what happens is, once they know that, oh, this is how I actually talk to my friend and set up an appointment, then they'll, guess what? They'll be in action and they'll go do it. And then that motivation is there because the confidence is, oh my gosh, here I have this great approach to setting up an appointment. I'm not scared anymore. I'm going to go do this. And look at this. I'm seeing success. Well, now all of a sudden I'm a motivated maniac.
Because 100%.
Someone freaking just took the time to teach me the damn skill.
Yeah.
And so
people do things they're good at.
Exactly. And if more people would teach the different skills that you've laid out and that are just simple, if you think about them, you already know what they are without taking your course. But I can say that because I took your course. It's just a matter of being able to see them and know that they're not stuck. They're not
unmotivated. They just don't know what to do next. So let's coach that. Let's teach that. Let's bring that skill to life. And people, referrals is a skill, just like presenting is a skill, closing is a skill, asking them to buy is a dang skill.
Yeah.
Taking the person from your list of 100 into your setting up appointment is a skill. Writing down that first person on your list
is a
skill.
Yeah.
We're missing that. We're missing that. We're hoping they want it bad enough. We're hoping, what is it you say about the surgeon?
Oh yeah. It's, I can believe that I can make the cut as much as I want, but if I haven't gone to medical school and I don't know where to cut, you probably don't want to go under the knife.
And that's what's missing when you say, why aren't people teaching this? It's because
they don't know how.
They don't know how.
Well, because they didn't have to.
Yeah, they didn't have to. The most successful people in this business didn't have to. And I might offend a few people by saying diamonds don't duplicate, but let's be honest. A lot of us got to where we are off of sheer rainbow magic.
By literally telling people, just go talk to those five people and just get them to the class over here, thinking that they'll know how to do that. Mm-hmm. And even though we know how, it's like we forgot that there's a lot of skills involved in being able to do that, that they just don't have.
And that's why a coaching podcast needs to happen in the future. So people understand that. Ooh, that'll be skill. Next.
Yay. I love that. That'll
that's
be a fun
a skill too.
Yay. I also have several rants on recruiting. But yeah.
All right.
We should probably wrap up because I have a coaching call.
Yeah, let's wrap up. Tell them, end with what you want to end with, and then tell them where they can find you.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So if you are with doTERRA, you're platinum and above, we'll do a closing webinar. So I'm not going to sell you a referral program because the first step is you need to have a rock solid sales process. So if you have a large team, you can go ahead and email Kristen.
Kristen.
Kristen, KRISTEN at emergesalestraining.com, or you can email Tasha at emergesalestraining.com. And we'll set up a time where we'll do an hour of our best stuff with your team. So they really understand how to make buying easy for customers. We also have the closing workshop. This is how you got introduced to our stuff.
Yep.
Where we'll teach the core presentation that helps customers buy. It's the full thing. It's a 3-hour workshop. And so our next one, I think this will go live before May 6th, right?
Right.
So May 6th, you can go to emergesalestraining.com/closing, and it's $27. If you've already done that, you're like, okay, fine, I will take the full course. Time, guys. You can go to emergesalestraining.com/upcoming-events, and that'll pop up the next group coaching program. But you could always just email Kristen or I, and we'll take care of it.
All right.
Get you under control, so...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get some training.
Definitely want to do it. It's totally Mama's Little Biz approved.
Well, it's on our website now. Thanks to Tasha. I mean, just to mention that.
Yes, you're going to be able to go on to so all of our leaders now have access to her 3 coaching videos.
Yep.
And those of you who are our special friends who are on our website as well, you can find them there. So you're going to get a taste, and getting a taste is going to,
it's
going to make you want more. Trust me on that one.
So, it's a very scrumptious taste. Yeah. There's 3 trainings that Tasha's given us, sales and closing, which is amazing. That one is awesome. And then there's the recruiting, and then there's referrals. Yeah. So those 3 it's a very delicious taste.
Make sure to get on there, eddieandangelavia.com, and check them out. So thank you, Tasha, for your time. I know you have to run. We always appreciate it. And this is valuable stuff. And we hope that you really do take all this to heart and contact them. If you have questions, you're always welcome to email them or email me. I'm happy to answer anything.
All right.
So for Mama's Little Biz Podcast, my name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and happy
referring.
Perfect.
Bye.